Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and genuinely fascinating topics in the whole specification, ethical and environmental considerations. And I promise you, this topic is not just important for your exam, it's something that affects every single business decision made in the real world right now, today. So whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know. We'll cover the key concepts, look at real-world examples, go through the most common exam mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. By the end of this episode, you'll be ready to tackle any question the examiner throws at you on this topic. Let's get started. Section 1. What does ethical behavior actually mean? In business, ethical behavior means acting in a way that stakeholders consider to be fair, honest, and responsible. Now, that's a definition worth memorizing, because in the exam, if a question asks you to define ethical behavior, that's exactly what you need to say. Acting in ways that stakeholders consider fair and honest. Notice the word stakeholders there, that's important. Ethical behavior isn't just about following the law, it goes beyond legal requirements. A business might be doing something perfectly legal, but stakeholders, customers, employees, the local community, might still consider it unethical. For example, a clothing company might legally pay workers in another country very low wages, but many people would consider that unethical. This is a critical distinction that examiners love to test. Ethical is not the same as legal. Now, why does this matter for businesses? Well, there's a fundamental trade-off at the heart of this topic, the trade-off between ethics and profit. Behaving ethically often costs money. Using sustainably sourced materials is more expensive. Paying workers fair wages in supply chains costs more. Reducing pollution requires investment in cleaner technology. All of these things increase costs, which reduces profit, at least in the short term. But here's where it gets interesting. Behaving ethically can also bring significant benefits. A business with a strong ethical reputation can attract more customers, particularly as consumers become increasingly aware of social and environmental issues. Think about brands like Patagonia, the outdoor clothing company which built its entire identity around environmental responsibility, and it's hugely profitable. Or think about the fair trade movement where consumers willingly pay more for products that guarantee fair wages to farmers. Ethical behavior can also attract and retain talented employees who want to work for a company they're proud of. It can attract ethical investors, people, and funds that specifically look for responsible businesses to invest in. And it can protect the business from reputational damage, which in the age of social media can be absolutely devastating. So when you're answering an exam question about ethics, always think about both sides. The costs, higher expenses, potentially lower short-term profit, and the benefits. Better reputation, customer loyalty, staff motivation, long-term sustainability. Section 2, environmental impacts of business activity. Now let's talk about the environment. Businesses have a significant impact on the natural world, and your specification requires you to know about specific environmental issues. Let me run through the key ones. First, traffic congestion. Businesses generate traffic, delivery lorries, employees commuting, customers traveling to stores. This contributes to congestion on roads, which increases journey times, raises carbon emissions, and frustrates local communities. A large distribution center, for example, might generate hundreds of lorry movements per day. Second, air pollution. Manufacturing processes, vehicle emissions, and energy use all contribute to air pollution. This includes the release of carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas contributing to global warming, as well as other harmful pollutants that affect human health. Third, noise pollution. Factories, construction sites, busy retail areas, all of these generate noise that can disturb local residents and wildlife. This is particularly relevant for businesses operating near residential areas. Fourth, waste disposal. Businesses generate enormous amounts of waste. Packaging, manufacturing byproducts, food waste in the hospitality industry. Disposing of this waste responsibly is both a cost and a challenge. Landfill sites are filling up, and there is increasing pressure on businesses to reduce waste at source. Fifth, recycling. Linked to waste disposal, businesses are increasingly expected to recycle materials rather than simply discarding them. Some businesses have made recycling a core part of their operations. For example, manufacturers who use recycled materials in their products. And sixth, and this is the big one for sustainability, global warming and the use of scarce resources. Global warming, driven largely by greenhouse gas emissions from human activity, including business operations, poses a long-term threat to the planet. Scarce resources, things like fossil fuels, rare metals, fresh water, are being used up faster than they can be replenished. This is where the concept of sustainability becomes crucial. Section 3, sustainability and the trade-off with profit. Sustainability means meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. That's another definition worth knowing, word for word. Sustainable business practices might include using renewable energy sources like solar or wind power, sourcing materials from sustainably managed forests, reducing packaging, designing products to last longer and be repaired rather than thrown away, or offsetting carbon emissions. Now, here's the trade-off again, and this time it's the sustainability versus profit trade-off. Sustainable practices often cost more upfront. Renewable energy installations require capital investment. Sustainably sourced materials often cost more than conventional alternatives. Reducing packaging might require redesigning products. All of this hits the bottom line. However, and this is really important for your evaluation questions, the long-term picture is different. Energy costs may fall once renewable infrastructure is in place. Consumer demand for sustainable products is growing, meaning businesses that invest in sustainability now may gain competitive advantage in the future. And there's increasing regulatory pressure from governments. Businesses that don't adapt may face fines or restrictions down the line. Examiners really want to see you engage with this long-term versus short-term tension. A business that prioritizes short-term profit by ignoring environmental responsibilities might save money now, but damage its reputation, face regulatory penalties, or find itself unable to operate sustainably in the future. The key insight for your exam is this. Both businesses and consumers are increasingly accepting greater environmental responsibility in their decision-making. Consumers are choosing ethical brands. Businesses are responding to that demand. This creates a virtuous cycle, but it's not without cost. And that cost-benefit analysis is exactly what examiners want you to demonstrate. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always link ethical or environmental actions back to profit. This is the number one mistake candidates make. They describe what a business does. For example, the business uses recycled packaging, but they don't explain the impact on profit. You must make that link explicit. Say something like, using recycled packaging increases production costs, which reduces the business's profit margin in the short term. However, it may attract environmentally conscious customers, increasing sales revenue, and potentially offsetting the higher costs. Tip number two, do not confuse ethical with legal. Ethical behavior goes beyond what the law requires. If a question asks about ethical behavior, don't just talk about following regulations. Talk about going above and beyond what is legally required. Tip number three, use real-world examples. Examiners love specific examples. Think about companies like Patagonia, Ben & Jerry's, or Marks & Spencer's Plan, a sustainability program. Even if you can't remember exact figures, naming a real company and explaining what they do ethically or environmentally will earn you marks. Tip number four, when a question mentions a trade-off, you must discuss both sides. If the question is about the trade-off between sustainability and profit, you cannot just write about one side. You need to explain why profit might fall, higher costs of sustainable materials, for example, and why it might also rise, better reputation, customer loyalty, long-term cost savings. Tip number five, for evaluation questions, those that say, do you think or to what extent, you must reach a clear, justified judgment. Don't sit on the fence, make a decision and explain why. For example, overall, I believe that behaving ethically is beneficial for a business in the long run because while costs may increase in the short term, the reputational benefits and growing consumer demand for ethical products mean that ethical businesses are better positioned for long-term success. Tip number six, apply your answer to the specific business in the question. Generic answers, ones that could apply to any business, will not reach the highest marks. Always refer back to the context given in the question. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the definition of ethical behavior in business? Acting in ways that stakeholders consider to be fair and honest? Question two, name three specific environmental impacts of business activity. Any three from traffic congestion, air pollution, noise pollution, waste disposal, recycling challenges, global warming, use of scarce resources. Question three, what is sustainability? Meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Question four, give one cost and one benefit of a business behaving ethically. Cost, higher production costs, reducing profit. Benefit, better reputation, leading to increased customer loyalty and sales. Question five, what is the key trade-off in this topic? The trade-off between behaving ethically or sustainably and maximizing profit, particularly in the short term. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. Ethical behavior means acting in ways stakeholders consider fair and honest, and it goes beyond just following the law. There is a trade-off between ethics and profit. Ethical behavior often increases costs, but can bring long-term benefits, including better reputation, customer loyalty, and motivated staff. Environmental impacts of business include traffic congestion, air pollution, noise pollution, waste disposal, recycling, and contributions to global warming through the use of scarce resources. Sustainability means meeting present needs without compromising future generations. And there's a trade-off between sustainability and short-term profit. Both businesses and consumers are increasingly accepting greater environmental responsibility, creating growing demand for ethical and sustainable products and practices. In the exam, always link actions to profit, distinguish ethical from legal, use real examples, discuss both sides of trade-offs, and reach a clear judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. Now go and smash it.